Why did you leave Poland?
I realized I had absolutely no future in Poland. Some of the people I knew were 2 or 3 or 4 years older than I got married. They lived in abject poverty. Children kept coming every 9 months or every year. I told my mother, a lot of the people that I knew emigrated to South America. The gates of immigration to Canada and the United States were closed. A lot of people went to Uruguay, Paraguay, Mexico, Venezuela. I told her that the way they manage, I'll manage too. I'm leaving. Mother wrote a letter to my father. Says, Avner, listen. Mario is now 16, 17 years old. He wants to leave. Remember, he's the oldest. Willie Ovadia is next. Your family will scatter all over the world. You'll have nothing. Do something. Bring us over. Father got busy. He had difficulties because he came to Canada as a single man. But anyway, somehow he managed to bring us over.
You told me that in order to leave, you had to go to City Hall and straighten some things out.
Yes. Kazimierz Kucharski was sitting behind the desk.
Who was he?
Kazimierz Kucharski, a guy I knew from school. And he's sitting behind the desk. And he says to me, Majurku, why are you leaving the homeland, the Ojczyzna? I said, because you're sitting behind the desk and I stand in front of the desk. Why couldn't I get your job?
Why couldn't you?
Because I was Jewish.
And I understand that in preparing to leave for Canada, of course, you had to sell all your goods, and you brought them all out into the courtyard where you lived.
Yes.
And you either sold them or you gave them away.
My grandfather took some, my grandparents took some of the furniture, and the rest we sold, and some of the plants and stuff I gave away. I was sorry to leave my dog.
Oh, Finca.
Yeah.
Your favorite.
Yeah.
And your trip took you from Opatov.
I went first to Kielce. This is the district. This was the province. From there, we went to Warsaw. The Warsaw, the first time I saw a flush toilet, I kept pulling the chain all night long.